Yes. Yeah, maybe. Hey. Here. I'm currently trying to figure out like what's a good way to hold it. I haven't done like a horizontal video in a minute. Okay.
Good to see you, my man, all the way over from New Mexico. Thank you for coming on Facebook Live, Nate Max TV.
Thank you for having me on, my friend. It is always a pleasure shooting the breeze with you.
Yeah, excellent, dude. Yeah, we had a nice big chat yesterday and getting some order in our lives and working out how we can make more change and be more creative and touch on more bases. So for guys out there, if you don't know, this is EJ, and he's from Factions of Freedom, or you can check him out on Instagram, Freedom Faction, Freedom_Faction. So jump on there, very powerful. I share a lot of his content. He's a brother. I've been saying this for a while now to him. He's like the next InfoWars. He's amazing. He's motivated. The information he's putting out is cutting edge, and it's every day, you know. He's growing his audience. He's doing all the right things, supporting great products, and putting really powerful factual information out there that we can use to gain an understanding of how this system works, to be more creative, to be more slippery, and to counter tyranny, and also be aware of what not to do and what we can do. So, EJ, maybe you do a little bit of an intro of like what got you to where you are, and then we can flow on some of the incredible stuff that's happening at the moment, because right now the news feed is like a science fiction movie, isn't it?
Oh my God, man. It is. It's like, it's hard to describe. Sorry for the shaky camera for everybody that's watching right now. It's hard to describe. You know, I was thinking about that the other day and kind of earlier this morning too. You know, I started reporting with Ferguson riots, with Jade Helm 15, the idea of FEMA camps, them rounding up political dissidents, you know, trying to save off documents, create my own archive and stuff like that. So to kind of see like where things have manifested now to where it's like we're putting out reports, we're doing minicasts, we're having guests on, we're having great conversations with people like yourself, we're messing with products. It's crazy, you know. I tell people that do ask, you know, how I got started, I say, you know, I was always interested in the paranormal. I was always interested in the supernatural, the preternatural. What else is beyond? What else is out there? And then once I started learning casually that they are figuring out ways to dull down our senses and dull down our perception, you know, from there on, it was just like, it was on site, you know, like a fight. Like, it was on site. I had to go. I had to, like, I don't know, I had to sign myself up, like, for humanity. That's the best way I can describe it.
Amazing, dude. And isn't it interesting that every single folklore, religion, esoteric teaching, ancient civilizations, doesn't matter what religion or culture you come from, there is the esoteric realm. There is the God aspect, the God particle. There is either demons, entity, jinn, or whatever you want to call it. And every single facet of life, ghosts. In the Western world, people just go, oh, there's ghosts. But this is going on in every single country, and every part of the earth, and it's just like, when are we going to understand that there is a non-physical realm happening, and there is an agenda beyond the agenda beyond the agenda? And this is the point, right? You've just said they're trying to dull us down and slow us down. How can you tap into these realms? How can you understand that if your mind is a sea of toxic soup because you've been dulled down by the system?
That's I've been talking about that like a lot lately. I'm trying to give you guys like a standard view for one. I've been thinking about this a lot lately. You know, we think about it in the context of a higher order. We look at things as if it's like our higher selves, right? I've been thinking that, you know, like lately, whenever we do things in relation to trying to understand like that higher order and trying to understand like our higher purpose, you're able to see like glimpses of, I guess, of like why you're here. You know, everybody doesn't have like a necessary reason as to why they're here. I think everybody has to discover that for themselves, right? But I've learned, you know, working with people like yourself, working with like all the different guests and stuff that we have on the show, literally like injecting myself into this culture and trying to help create something along the way, you get glimpses of the real reason as to why you're here. Like, all this other stuff we're doing, that's, it's not necessarily fluffer, but it's to build like the foundation for that telescope so that we can get like a brighter perspective of of our higher purpose. Does that make sense?
100%, dude. What I say to especially people who are in the truth community, exactly that, is that understand how it's all put together, understand the network, get an understanding, but then you've got to take action, and then you have to create ways to make change. And you're right, I get this. I'm not going to dwell on this anymore. You know, mm-hmm. I put a lot of information out there. Some people will go to me, Nate, that's pretty negative. I'm like, well, it's only negative if you allow it to be negative. I said, I can sit there and meditate listening to Alex Jones. Doesn't bother me at all. You know what I mean? I'm not buying into that's negative, that's positive. What I'm buying into is, are we creating change? Are we doing things that are triggering people to wake up, or planting seeds, or being that expression of absolute truth? Because if you can't understand how the system works, you're not going to be able to understand the next multi-dimensional situation which is panning out, because people get really triggered. People are okay with ghosts. They're okay with things like that. But if you say the word extraterrestrial, off-world, multi-dimensional, people are fully triggered. Yet there's way more information, proof, and documentation of all of that happening than fictional characters which have been made up and things like that. So that's the funny thing. It's like there's a line that's been drawn in the sand for most of the Western world, and they're able to understand this, this, and this, but then they're like, that's where I cut out, even though all that's easily explainable.
It's the cap on consciousness. It's the cap on consciousness. The way I explain it, and this is why technology is here, this is why social media is here, they're allowing us to wake up only by Twitter's 140 characters approved statements. Like, this censorship thing isn't, if political correctness is an assault on the First Amendment, censorship is the war on consciousness. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What we're seeing right now is this, it's not an awakening, it's a pseudo awakening. It's a false enlightenment. What we're being taught as truth isn't that. Like, it's basically
distraction,
government approved like propaganda. And the best way that I can describe this is why they're burning things. This is why they're getting rid of content. This is why they're getting rid of pages. It's not like the informational dark ages, but basically what we're going through is a revamp of the amount of information that people are allowed to have access to, or the ways that people are allowed to operate with the knowledge that they have. Does that make sense?
Exactly. There's actually, like, you step outside the original thinking box, which is about this big, and then you step into a larger prison. And most people think they're free in that one, but actually it's a more in-depth, more well-structured, put-together one, more believable prison, but it's not yet freedom. You know, we're getting there, but it's like most people are buying into a lot of these spiritual doctrines and things like that, and they're actually not realizing that that's actually limiting them as well. We have no doctrine. We have no box whatsoever. Our actual free nature and true nature is absolutely no doctrine, no rules, no boundaries, no law, limitless and multidimensional in its essence.
Did you see those questions that I recently asked in the Instagram story?
No, I didn't know.
I asked, but is, and I'm glad you're saying this, and this is kind of where my mindset's been lately, you know, with all these expulsions coming out from the Catholic Church, you know, the Pope, that Archbishop calling for the Pope's resignation, the Pope not really responding to any of these sexual allegations, all the investigations that are coming out, you know, the 300 children that have been abused. What's happening with the Catholic Church is I feel like it's collapsing, right?
Yes.
And I'm trying to figure out a series of questions to ask the audience, you know, that kind of illustrate that. What is happening with the Catholic Church? If this has been the Institute for Moral and Ethical Guidelines, like our spiritual foundation, what happens whenever this actually collapses? What are we going to replace it with?
Yeah. Is it a one world religion? Is it saying it's called Christlam? Is it going to go down the drain where we have no morals or no boundaries? Because I feel like we need to be limitless in our expression, but not in the way we don't have a rule book in how we treat people. Because a lot of people are culturally and indoctrinated growing up, and they're still living in the Stone Age. Countries in, like, you know, I'm not going to name countries, but there's a lot of countries out there who are communist countries. They are literally living, beheading people and, you know, throwing stones at people and all these ridiculous, outdated, archaic practices which are tied into a religion which has been created to divide us even further. You know, we can use religion as a guideline, But then we need to go, right, as soon as it becomes this is what you can and you can't do this, any sort of suppression of the feminine energy, any sort of divide between other races, you have more DNA, we're the God's people, you're the God's people, that's when you're buying into the divide and rule. And most religions were created and divided up, created and designed by the ruling elite to divide humans. That's what they did with the Middle East. They threw in a couple of new religions, Wahhabism and things like that, to create new religions to divide up the Arabs, because they didn't want the Arabs to be superpower. So let's give them a bunch of religions. Let's say that if you kill a Shiite Muslim, you go to heaven. Let's say all these stupid rules. So then they're constantly fighting each other and we're not actually moving forward, since sustaining consciousness, helping Mother Earth regenerate, fixing the soil quality, fixing the oceans, and helping these 30 million people per year, which are dying of starvation and hunger. Everyone's out there taking selfies, Instagram, focus on chasing money. And it's like, hang on a second. Did you know there's 30 million people per year dying of starvation, hunger, and 1 million children go missing in sex slavery and sacrifice? That is going on while you're taking photos of your dinner when people can't even eat food. So it's like, we need a reality check.
It's because people only conveniently care. People only conveniently care. Remember, like, those kids that are in cages, you know, that we found out about, those kids that are in those, like, detention centers, they're still there. But see how there's still no kind of uproar, no kind of, like, follow-up on the story, no kind of understanding of it. It's because people have an attention span for about 10 seconds. And this has all been, you know, it's been done by design. But that's what we're at right now. We're at the literal point where we're trying to figure out how to unlearn what we've been taught. What we're doing right now, these kinds of discussions that we're having, these ongoing discussions where we're trying to break this information, break these molds, break this mind control, break this conditioning, break this social engineering, we're trying to create a culture of compassion, understanding, and open-mindedness. And this kind of ties back into what we were talking about beforehand, you know, with what happens whenever the Catholic Church collapses. We see a lot of people that are, you know, spiritual. So, again, you know, my thought process was like, are we going to go fully physical if the idea behind the church, sorry for all the angles, if the idea behind the church was to instill spiritual practices or at least spiritual guidelines, what happens whenever we know those things are corrupt? Do we come through with things like, with a spiritual kind of belief, with a conscious kind of orientation? That's what ties into the understanding of our importance here on Earth. So I don't know, man. There's a whole lot of different, like, rabbit holes to go down to, like, when you're looking at it. But I definitely feel like we're part of this change, and because we're not having, like, a better understanding of our position in it and our role, we haven't necessarily figured out our potentiality. Does that make sense?
That's right. The issue is we've been told, that's exactly right, dude. We've been told that we're a skin suit and we're just a skin suit that's walking around, where we're sinful, we need to be forgiven, all this stuff. We're not multidimensional. You die, you go to hell, you go to heaven. This very limiting belief system. So people are buying into the fight or flight fear mode, where everything's fear driven. And most of the people's decisions are created through fear. There's only two things. There's love and there's fear. You're either doing something in love or you're doing something in fear. There's no in between. You just check yourself. Have a think about your decisions. Are you worried about your survival? Are you worried about this? Now, we are the rainbow tribe. You're black, I'm white. We are the rainbow tribe. We are working together. We're the people all around the earth that are coming together. And this is a prophecy that's spoken about the Native American Indians and many different cultures at a time when the rainbow tribe is going to come up and gather together. And I feel what it's up to us doing is basically, we are out there gathering all the information from all of our cultures, from all of our religions, from all of the native shamanism, neo-shamanism, all these ancient civilizations. We're to gather all of that and create the best, most abundant way to live and to grow on Earth. That's what I feel our purpose is now. And that's what we're doing. These videos that we're doing right now, our talking is coding people. People are listening to us talking out there, and it's activating something in them. All it takes sometimes, as you'd know, you could be on the street, man. I'm the most dangerous on the street. I talk to people for 5 minutes and I awaken someone like that, you know, and they just need to hear the exact right words in a place of love at the right time. Yep. And then they'll call you back 2 months later and go, dude, after I met you, Now we've gone vegan. Now we're doing this. Now we're doing that. We're moving out. We're finding land. I watched those videos you sent me. Oh my God, I knew it. But now it's all solidified. And thank you so much. All it takes is that 3 minutes where you're in your flow state, you're in your heart, you tell them the exact right words with the right intention. You can butt into anyone's conversation if you have the right intention.
I do all the time.
And I do. And my dog's a good icebreaker too. I'll just stand there. People come up to me. I'm like,
oh yeah.
So but that's no, what I'm doing.
I hear you. That's what I'm telling people these days is they need to, whenever we're having these kind of conversations, it's good to build a network. It's good to build like a system outside of like the system that they have us operating in. It's good to like create an audience like this, but where you're going to see like a lot more, more return, I guess, more of a reward on your efforts is out there in the real world. Like having these kinds of discussions. Yeah, they're great. It's fantastic. It's kind of like a recharge, but whenever you're out there, like, I don't know, whenever you're out there at the store, whenever you're at the coffee shop, whenever you're at the gym, whenever you're at the school, you know, whenever you're at the office, whenever you're at, like, any one of these places, and you just strike up, like, conversation with somebody, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised, like, how much more you have in common with people than you think. And I think what's happened, and I speak on this sometimes, we've become so disassociated and disconnected that we don't really know how to communicate, you know? I think everybody, and this is what I've learned, or at least this is what I'm curious about. Everybody has a paranormal story, and that's a way to kind of break the ice. That's a way to be weird. I guess I'm just like used to being strange and foreign and just like awkward. So I'm just like, hey, like, you know, just like tell me something strange. And from there on, you know, you learn a way to speak to people in a different level than normal. You're able to reach them besides asking them, you know, what kind of food they got, you know, what kind of day they had, you know, what kind of TV shows they're watching. You're able to reach them immediately in realms that, you know, that they don't often get to explore, you see. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that we kind of take for advantage, or that other people kind of take advantage from us. This is now our normal to be this kind of way, to kind of want to wake people up, to kind of want to talk about these things, to want to explore the strange, to want to, like, you know, expose the wicked, to talk about these types of things, to be the agents of change, and to be the rainbow children, as you say. I think a lot of people take that for granted, that, you know, this is a mission that we've undertaken, but it's not necessarily worrying about the accreditation. It's about basically refining your craft, refining your work, and trying to bring forth that light on the planet, man. Like, Lord knows the world needs it, but people don't understand their potentiality in being able to bring it. And that ties into what you were saying beforehand. People don't understand the threat that's facing them, and how can they understand the fight, or how can they understand how can they sharpen their swords if they don't know when they're going to war, you see? So there's a lot of different ways to look at it, but I think ultimately where we need to operate from, like you said, is from a place of love, and also from a place of compassion, understanding, and determination, because there is no turning back. Like, we can't go back to yesterday. We can't go back to all the other stuff that we've been affected by. Everything that we're going through today is not—it's not permanent. It's temporary. It's meant to refine us and change us. But because we are truth seekers and people who are searching for this daily truth, these daily revelations, it's a duty of ours to go in all the way, to follow that intuition and to follow what has brought us here. It's the best way I can explain it.
Amazing, dude. And the end goal, right? People say to me sometimes, so what's the end goal, Nate? Like, what are you trying to achieve? And like right now, for example, I'm living on a property. There's teepees, yurts, container houses everywhere. We've got a sweat lodge going on next week. We've got people from overseas who do plant medicines. All these things going on that can be created in every single area. And I'm talking, we've got a giant garden, food forests. This is something that everyone can do. And what my dream is to have these free energy technologies released, free energy released globally, which will get rid of and wipe out all of poverty, all of that stuff, scarcity, that's gone, finished. No more digging stuff out of Mother Earth. No more pulling coal out. No more pulling oil out. That's obsolete. We can use hemp. We can use sugar cane. We can use all these stuff which have been hidden from us. What I want to see is people living in amongst humans without a governing body controlling them, people in full expression, creativity, and love. And when you don't have to work every single day, like if we talk about, for example, the Ringing Cedars of Russia, these books that I talk about quite a lot, You should buy them if you haven't, guys, out there. The Ringing Cedars of Russia, the most expanding books I've read. In Russia, there's certain communities now which they've been giving land 3 acres. You get given 3 acres of land as long as you sustain more organic food than you need. So what that's doing, it's pulling people out of the cities, putting them back into the land. They're creating food forests. They're working together in harmony. They're planting their food with love. They're connecting with their neighbors. They're in nature. And that is the fastest way to heal ever. We're not going to heal this earth. We're not going to heal ourselves if we're all living in a concrete jungle, being blasted by 5G, Wi-Fi, guzzling down industrial waste, fluoride, and you know, GMO, all that crap, you know, all the base level soft kill stuff which is going on. We're not going to get healthy. And when people go into the bush or they get into nature or they start connecting with their food and connecting with their higher selves, you see people start switching and changing rather than going, hey, I want to go on holiday to Vegas and hang out and party. They're like, maybe I want to go over to Peru and I want to visit some monuments and I want to hang out with, you know, some people and learn some laws and some rules from elders and from shamans. There's this big switch and change in consciousness. And if we had people that were conscious causing, like designing and creating the rules, we wouldn't be in this situation. We're so close to grabbing this reality of free technology, of love, people working together, no war. We're so close. And the only thing that's allowing it to happen is that people think that they, basically don't have any power, when really we have all the power. This is the biggest trick, right? The biggest trick is we don't actually have power, but in fact, we are the ones holding the pyramid up. We are the pyramid. We are the base of it. We are the creation of all things. People are like, oh, the government's doing this. The government's doing that. It's like, no. There are human beings that work in the government. It's not the government. That's just an overarching dead entity. It's actual real living human beings that are going out and putting parking fines on the car. They're going out spraying pesticides all around the areas. It's like, it's human beings that need to be educated. And when we educate humans, they're like, I don't want to do that job anymore. I don't want to make misery for people by giving them parking fines, which is funding terrorism. You know what I mean? It's really simple, but it's actually looked difficult. And we actually have the power. What are your thoughts on the power structure, Ego?
I'm so glad that you're talking about health and I guess just like nutrients, diets, you know, and why all that stuff's important. What, I don't know, you guys probably can't see it, but these are show notes. This is what I look like whenever I try to be organized, right? I try to scribble some stuff together. But I talked about in this week's episode, you know, how scientists are engineering food. This is something that we're fully aware about. We understand that, you know, Monsanto, Bayer, all these other pharmaceutical giants and people that are getting involved with agriculture and things like that, we understand that they engineer food. Right here, America's starving obese. These things like the food pleasure equation, the hidden hunger, they're aware that people are literally eating food that doesn't give them the proper nutrients, minerals, health benefits, or any of that type of stuff. And why that pertains to what you're talking about right now, people don't understand how just that very simple action is something that's taken for granted. Your health and what you ingest, not only physically, biologically, but also mentally, emotionally, spiritually, what you ingest dictates who you are and what you're going to become. The system,
yes,
basically, it wants people to be disenfranchised. It wants people to be weak. It doesn't want people to understand their power. I had on Jesse of Vegan Takeover on the show, and, you know, I'm not going to lie. Like, I know I need to cut back on eating certain meats, on just eating meat in general, period. You know, I have four dogs. I love animals, you know. I feel like a beastmaster because I have them. But the point I'm trying to make is you see this movement taking place, the vegan movement, the vegetarian movement, to where people are trying to do better. And it starts with that, what you're ingesting, how you're giving back. You know, on the episode, Jesse talked about urban gardens and how that just gives back to people. It's a community garden. It's something that everybody can get involved in. And that's just very simple stuff that we've again, taken for advantage. We're taken for granted. We've learned how to get, we've forgotten very basic human things, just like even communicating. And people don't understand how those are the cornerstones of any kind of foundation. Whenever older generations take the time to come out to us and talk to us about what the problems are, how they may have succeeded, how they may have failed, that's whenever we'll actually have success. What's happening now? You got to think, like, I don't know how old you are, Nate, but I'm 26, right? And I'm racking my brain around trying to figure this stuff out. I don't care what the rest of my generation is doing because I'm spending my 20s investing it towards a future that I don't even understand. A future that I'm hoping for is better. You just said, "Oh, I don't. Why? What are you working for? You have no idea what you're working for. You're working for that better tomorrow. You can't work for that better tomorrow if you didn't start yesterday. And you have no idea what you're trying to work for if you didn't figure it out a week ago to try to come up with a plan. That's what we're doing. And so it starts very simply with just what you ingest, what you digest, how you get out food, how you interact with people, how you say, hey, you know, how you walk, how you carry yourself, how you perceive yourself. People don't understand the very, very subtle ways that we have been coddled, I guess, just like conked, you know, just like chipped away to fit this mold. And what's happening now is because we have the technology and the time and the resources and the know-how, the information and the knowledge, is we're using that to awaken people. We're using that at every single turn. And like you said before, you know, some people look at it and they say, oh, well, you know, this is very depressing information. It's actually very liberating information, because now it means that you've been confirmed and you're allowed to move forward. You're allowed to do better. Because you didn't know before, it's been confirmed by outside sources and other people that these are things that are going on, and you have an obligation to change. What's happening with what we're doing is we're forcing people to change. We're exposing them and saying, look, you're allowed to do this. No one's telling you what is right or wrong, but you can understand that there is something inherently wrong with what this is trying to have you be. We're only offering an effective alternative. And if people want to offer something else, that's why we have to come through as the pioneers to bust down the door so that those other alternatives can come through.
100%, EJ. And what you said about the food is the single most important thing. Your physical health, your physicality is the most important thing. That and Mother Earth. Because if you haven't got the right food going in, you're mineral deficient, the spark plugs aren't firing, okay, that means the body's not naturally alkalizing itself. Then you have deficiencies in the body. Those deficiencies lead to excesses because your body's grabbing minerals from elsewhere. And then you're seeing the breakdown of the human mental capacity. We're seeing people where you scratch below the surface one little bit and they're about to fall apart, man. I do a lot of mentoring. I've worked with so many people, and everyone is just keeping it together, and it's all food related. Now, I pretty much live on an 80% fruit diet. I just live off fruit. That's all I pretty much eat, and some greens, some nuts and seeds in between. But people don't realize that we can thrive and survive like you've never believed just on fruit alone. Because especially melons, sour fruits, grapefruits, things like that, that breaks up the lymphatic system. It breaks up all the stuff that's in the lymph, which is tied to every single disease in the body, is the lymphatic system. Now, the lymphatic system is a liquid that surrounds all the cells in the body, and it transports all the toxins out. So anyone who has liver issues, kidney issues, and the third kidney, they call it, is the skin. So when you get tattoos, you're actually blocking out your skin, so not a good idea, but I did it anyway, especially colored ones. So the third kidney, right, is basically your skin. Anything you wouldn't put in your mouth, you should never put onto your skin, because it absorbs straight into the skin, crosses the blood-brain barrier, and it transports straight to the brain. It bypasses our detoxification processes and our channels to take the toxins out. But so this lymphatic system, if anyone's out there and they can write this on the wall, write in a comment, Dr. Robert Morse, the great lymphatic system. So for people out there, this is one of the most cutting edge videos on the internet that explains it all. It shows how you can cure all diseases in the body through purely detoxing the lymphatic system. It's the number one biggest thing. In the end, our bodies are just 300 trillion cells. They're water and they're toxins. That's all it is. We're water, cells, and toxins. So you get the bad water out, which is a lymph, and all the rest of it, and then you clean up the cells through good water, good food, and energized food. So I've got a massive bowl sitting over there right now. It's just the food I've eaten the last few days, and it's literally piles and piles of old vegetables and things like that, which I give to the horses, you know what I mean? And that's what I've been surviving on. And I've been really healthy. I've always been detoxing, but there's been a few things I just have not been able to nail. I've had a few gut issues, and I had the candida coming on and off for a long time. And it wasn't until I got on some products, okay, and got onto lymphatic system drainage, but my mindfulness. When you're eating that food, you shouldn't be scoffing that food down. You need to sit down, put your hands around that food and appreciate that food and think about positive, beautiful things while you're eating, because your energy is going into the food. This is proven. Dr. Moto, all these different doctors have proven that when you're focusing on your water, you're blessing the water. When we do peyote ceremonies here in Australia, there is this time where this big bucket of water goes around. Every single person in this room, there might be 50 people, they put their prayers and their blessings into this water. And you taste the water beforehand, then you taste the water after the blessings. It is like the most profound water you have ever tasted in your life. And that's purely from our consciousness, our intention, going into that water. So I highly suggest just some health tips out there for people. Maybe invest in a cold pressed juicer. Okay, cold pressed juicing is the best thing you can do when you get up in the morning, because juice water is actually H3O2 water. Okay, that is structured water. Now, I've been talking about structured water quite a lot, and I'm going to talk to you, EJ, also about this another time. But our body doesn't actually absorb H2O. Okay, H2O is not what the body absorbs. The body converts it into H3O2, which is structured water, which is fourth phase water, which is EZ water. Now, the water inside fruits and vegetables is EZ water. And that EZ water is what is inside the cells of our bodies. So if we put the correct water in the first place, our body doesn't have to convert it and pull apart this clustered water. Alkaline water and microclustered water, which is structured water, basically comes in small clusters of like five little molecules. Okay, it needs to be separated into one molecule at a time to go into the pavoda valve, which is in the body. People don't realize this. So when you're drinking tap water, normal water, spring water, bottled water, any water that's not structured, your body has to spend about 80% of its energy pulling apart these water molecules to then re-separate it and organize it to put it back in. So if we put this structured water in the first place, we're bypassing that step. If we eat fruits, okay, fruits are easy water to begin with. So we're actually giving ourselves a massive reprieve from energizing and putting the stuff back in a negative way. So that's one step we should be looking at, which is the basis of all health, which is our water. Now, sorry, go EJ.
Oh, no, you're fine. I'm just listening, man.
Yeah, cool.
Listening, taking notes. I'm just saying real quick, you're talking about how stuff bioaccumulates, how that affects your biochemistry and stuff like that. I think it's important. One of the things that I'll probably end up talking to you about is system detoxes, is system cleanses and stuff like that. You know, you were talking about how your skin is basically like your third liver. I like that. That's pretty cool, because people don't understand how many different types of environmental toxins and things like that we're exposed to every single day. And why it's good to go through cleanses, why it's good to sweat, why it's good to get this stuff out, and how that pertains to recent information. Literally, in this week's episode, I talked about how air pollution is linked to lower cognitive function. They conducted a study where they showed that, and they didn't give me like a metric on what it was, but for like every year, I guess, that people are exposed to heavy metals and air pollution at toxic levels, they lose a year of education. Now, they didn't tell me if that's like over a 6-month period, over a year period, over a lifetime, or what, but people who are living in big cities and things like that, who are exposed to environmental toxins, chemtrails, and everything else that's out there, they're being exposed to these types of things. So whenever you're talking about having fruits is like your medicine, having plants is your medicine, filtering your water, basically like taking care of your body. These are all like important things that we don't really think about, that we expect to be taken care of for us. I mean, I don't even drink the tap water here. It's filthy.
Yeah. Filthy. Amazing. Yeah, EJ, 100%. And to do with our detoxing in our bodies were never designed to be removing massive amounts of heavy metals and artificial flavors, colors, soys, yeasts, all these things, right? Even grains. We're frugivores. The human body is a frugivore. These hands are for grabbing fruit and eating fruit and berries and nuts and seeds. That's what we're here for. The teeth, everything. It's a frugivore, you know, with vegetables. But 80% fruit, that's what we are naturally, you know? So, we need to give the body a little bit of a helping hand regularly, because there are so many bioaccumulated toxins in the environment. And I did an interview of Cullen Smith and Jason Kristoff. Now, Jason Kristoff's a big health coach from America. He's spoken on the Dr. Phil show. And Cullen Smith is a world famous researcher into the esoteric and symbolism and health, and he's incredible too. And Cullen was saying to me that in these studies, they showed that 96% of all bioaccumulated toxins in the human body comes from meat and dairy alone. So if you swap to a vegan diet, let's not even say vegan, let's just say plant-based and fruit, okay? Forget the word vegan, that's just like being religious almost. Let's just say a plant-based diet and fruit, you're going to knock out 96% of the toxins that are bioaccumulating in your body just from that. And even if you don't have access to organic food and it's got pesticides, you are 10 times better off having massive amounts of plants and vegetables than you are from eating meat, because of what goes into the meat, the fear in the meat, the toxins in the meat, the cells inside the meat and the enzymes which turn on the cancer cells, and all these scenarios, you know. And I sometimes eat eggs and I eat honey, you know, but it happens. It's fine. Whatever. Don't get upset.
I'll be the first to admit, man. Yeah, I'll be the first to admit. I'm a boy from South Carolina, so I'm used to Southern food. Out here in New Mexico with Mexican food. So these are two awesome places with delicious amounts of food. And I'm not going to be the first person to tell you, you're going to have to try this. It's going to have to be gradual. You're not going to be vegan overnight. You're not going to be vegetarian overnight. You're not going to switch to a plant-based diet overnight. You're going to have to slowly introduce yourself to these types of things. I mean, this year, me and the girlfriend have like a joke right now, like a running joke. This year alone, I'm just going to try to like have not nothing but vegetables, but I'm going to eat a lot more salads. I'm going to eat a lot more greens. You know, I'm going to nibble at my own vegetables. You know, I'm going to eat my tomatoes. And then we have the whole debate about fruits, about whether or not like tomatoes are a fruit or a vegetable. But I told her, you know, vegetables this year, I'll have vegetables this year, and then I'll jump into fruits next year. And that's just, and I know that sounds silly, but that's my way of trying to be like honest with myself. Like, I can't commit to that right off the bat. That's got to be something gradual, but that's just for me. Everybody else, you know, you guys might have a better chance, but these are the types of ways that you can improve with yourself. It's also about being honest with yourself and at the same time setting goals to be that determined. So there's a lot of different ways to look at it, but I hear what you're saying. I'm just letting everybody else know I'm not perfect. I'm trying.
Totally, dude. Like I said, I eat honey and all that. I'm totally cool with it. And if I go to someone's house and they cook me up a meal and they don't know that I don't eat meat, I'll eat it and I'll love it and I'll enjoy it and I'll be thankful. You know, I mean, it's fine. Like, you can only do what you can do. What you have available, if you're out in the bush in the jungle living in some tribe, just go eat meat. Do what you have to do. But people who can consciously make a decision, it's more for me about the environmental impact. You know, meat and dairy being the most unsustainable practices on the face of the planet. You know, and I've got cows, horses and stuff running around the farm everywhere. And when you hang out with them, you realize they're no different to a dog. And there's this whole situation. It's like, oh, my dog's here. I'm petting my dog, but then I'm going to go cut the cow's throat and go eat that. What's the difference? You know, people are getting really upset about eating dogs in China. There's no difference. It's exactly the same. Eating a dog, eating a cow, you know, that's the thing, you know, and people get really triggered over these scenarios. And it's one of these topics that, hey, you do need to ease into it. But just know that you can thrive on a fruit diet. You don't have the highs and the lows. When you're eating things that your body is really trying to process, which is milk, dairy, meat, it takes a long, long time to process, and the stomach has to create a lot of stomach acids to try and break that down. It takes like many, many times longer than fruits and vegetables. But if you just eat fruit all day long, you'll be surprised. You'll have energy all day long and you won't have the crashes and the highs and lows. When I first did it, I was like, man, I'm gonna starve. And I haven't been training for the last few months. I just haven't been. I'm feeling fitter and healthier than I've ever been. And I'm not crashing in the afternoon at 2 o'clock in the arvo, which is 2 to 3 is liver time when your liver starts trying to process stuff. So it says, you know, the years of drinking, probably like I'm still working on cleaning the liver out, which is once again tied to the lymphatic system. So it was really about awareness. And okay, so good things that people should look into. Look into Ty's Conscious Kitchen, T-Y-S, Ty's Conscious Kitchen. He's got some really good meals. They're electric, alkaline, vegan, non-hybrid. You know what I mean?
I just want to do a quick little plug. I just had on Jesse at Vegan Takeover. He has a whole website where he has all kinds of recipes and stuff like that as well. I can put the links for that in the description bar as well. But he definitely one of the end goals that he's trying to work on and this is just a representation of just like the kind of times that we're in and the things that people can do. He wants to open up a vegan restaurant, right? And in this restaurant, hypothetically, if he does open it, he said he'll have a Freedom Vegan Taco because I love tacos. But just that, I just wanted to plug that real quick. TheVeganTakeover.org. You guys can go find other vegan recipes and other things like that as well. There.
Amazing. Beautiful. Thank you so much, dude. This is what it's about, you know, guys, cross-pollination. It's about promoting people who are good, doing good things. It's about us working together. There is no them and us. It's just all of us evolving, and we've got to help everyone to evolve together. Some people are ahead of the game. Some people aren't. Like I say to people, you know, 6 years ago, I was a topless waiter dancing around, hanging out in strip clubs and driving Harley Davidsons and partying all the time, you know? So I haven't been this healthy guy my whole life. I haven't been this spiritual dude. So I don't try and pretend it. I don't try and act that way. But what I'm doing is I chase leads. I chase leads and I find where they go, which create new leads. And then I start researching that. And then eventually, if something's wrong or incorrect at the time or right at the time, I'm happy to admit that. Then go, right, move on. Let's just evolve together. Let's bring people on who are in health, who are in truth, who are in all these different movements. So as a global community, we can eventually have a world of people who are making better, smarter decisions. And we're not seeing kids born with cancer, autism, all these things, you know. We want to wipe that out. We want to have healthy, strong families and people who are centered and balanced and connected to their true soul purpose. So what I might do quickly before we continue on, there's a few products that I've, over the time, basically been selling for people for a long time. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to actually have them on my website now because they are what I consider the best products and amazing for people who are sick and have got the big C. You know, a lot of people are getting the old cancer. So I'm not saying this is going to cure it, but what I'm going to say is it's going to help you out a lot. So these are the things that are on my website. You've got the black seed oil, which is directly from overseas. And it's non-fumigated, the only black seed oil in Australia that's non-fumigated, non-GMO. Cold press brought straight over. But that's a product which you can use for anything topically in the mouth, bacteria, for cancer, candida. It fixes a liver. It does so much. Look at the back of the packet. And it has like about 100 different things which it fixes. And then I have the Aura Minerals, which structures the water. That's something I've been using for a long time. It's great, especially when you go out in the bush or you go somewhere of heavily contaminated water. You can just put a few drops of water. It'll pull out the toxins. It'll structure your water. Really amazing product. And the other thing that I've been using lately is Yacea, the redox signaling molecules. That's been getting amazing results across the board. It's a very, very well-researched product with double, you know, scientific blind studies and all the rest of it showing that basically it works. It just depends on how much you drink for how long. It doesn't matter what you've got going across the board. So those things are on innateawareness.com. And I have the new pH Perfect water structuring devices, which go on your mains. It goes on the house. So there's a lot of ionizers and things at the moment which are sold, and they're very, very expensive. And what I'm trying to do is bring products out to people which are viable and people can afford, and they do the best thing you can do. So this product, I haven't got one here to show you because I just sold the last one. It actually connects on the mains of your house and it structures the water for your whole entire house. So the shower water, the water outside for the garden, every part of the house is now structured. Fourth phase, H320, which means that water creates an azeezer, which pushes out contaminants, energetically neutralizes all bacteria, and it neutralizes the heavy metals, the fluoride, and all the chlorine. So this is a very, very profound technology being created in Australia. Now, basically, water companies over here pretty much tried to shut the guy down. It was supposed to be sold for, you know, $1,200. They ended up doing a partnership with him to help him out. And then what happened was they end up selling the product for one quarter of what it's worth and making him sign documents to say that he can't sell it online, he can't sell it on the website, he can't talk about it on YouTube. So I'm basically getting it out there for him to get this product to the world because this replaces water filters. You never need to replace a water filter with this. Once it's on forever. So it's actually technology from Gerard Pollack, and he talked about the fourth phase of water in a TEDx talk, and this really is the next phase of how we filter our water. Now, if we could go to a larger scale, we could have one of these devices much bigger on the actual water pipeline, and we could be structuring the town water for all of the houses in the towns, and we could all be creating much better health. And people have turned around all types of diseases just by drinking the water with doing nothing else. So it's showing how much of an effect normal water is having on our system. It's wreaking havoc because we have to convert it back to, like I said, H3 2O, which I said earlier. So very, very powerful product, very cheap. It's under $500 and that's forever. It lasts forever. So you don't need to replace filters and you don't need to go spend $5,500 for an ionizer and one of those multi-level marketing things. I'm not saying they're a bad machine. I'm just saying they're too expensive. So yeah, that's maybe something that you could get out to your customers in America, EJ, because you'll be the only person in America that will have it because it was designed here up the road from where I live. And I know the guy personally and now I'm working with him. So really great product. You can look that up on my website, also in 8-awareness.com. Now, is there anything that you're into, EJ, that you want to put out there? Because you've got a massive following, dude. You've got hundreds of thousands of followers. You had your YouTube deleted not too long ago. So, I mean, when you get your YouTube account deleted, that basically tells you you're on the money. You're putting the truth out there and you're hitting home runs and field goals. So good on you for doing that. It tells me you're the real deal. And yeah, like I said, a couple hundred thousand followers on Instagram doing amazing things. What are you into at the moment and how can we support you, dude? Because I want to support you in any way I can. I want you to be next in the world, the next big name out there, which you're heading that direction anyway.
Thank you, mate. Thank you. I don't know how to take compliments very well, man. I don't know how to take compliments, bro. Well, I don't know. What do you want me to say? It's like, that is a crazy layout. What do you say after that? Like, oh my God. Thank you. That's all I can say. Thank you, mate. That's all I can say. No, man, you know, I'm so focused on content. I'm so focused on getting out the information, spreading the word. I've not been focused on business, and I need to stop saying that because we need to get over this fear of money, okay? And that's something that you talked about is this poverty mindset, this slave mindset. We need to get over money. At the moment, you know, other than becoming an exclusive member where you guys get access to episodes before they come out, all kinds of music, break-free episodes, polls, questionnaires, cool stuff. You get contact with me immediately. Other than that, and supporting us whenever you buy New Leaf Naturals or CBD oil, there are not a lot of different ways to try to support the operation. You can donate directly, and this is something that I've talked to Nate about privately. What we're trying to do is work on more video content, the same way you guys are watching right now, and in the future people will be listening. We're primarily a podcast. We want to work with audio because we understand people are busy. What I'm trying to do now is basically secure a location to where we can start doing more video work to start getting people's attention and to really start getting the stuff out there. So if you guys want to start supporting us, go to our website, factionsoffreedom.jimdo.com. I'll put the link in the description bar below. Become a exclusive member. We have all kinds of different packages. They all come with their own perks, their own pros and their own cons. If you guys are interested in CBD oil, definitely go check that out. I'm learning there's all kinds of different applications. Holy crap. All kinds of different applications for CBD oil. Anti-inflammatory, antipsychotic, stops muscle spasms, stops. It treats seizures. Like, I use it for my dog whenever she gets hives. Like, I literally just ordered, like, three, I forget the milligrams or how much they are, but I just ordered three different bottles for my dogs. But yeah, no, there's not a whole lot of different ways to support it because we've just been trying to figure out ways to get you guys the content, but rest assured, we're trying to figure out ways to have you guys support us. We're learning that there's a lot of people that do want to support us. I'm just not doing my due diligence and putting it out there for people to have proper ways to support us. So give it time. I'll work on a book. I'm working on a book right now, The Paranormal Perspective. And for people that don't know what that is, that's basically a collection of paranormal stories that people have submitted. I'm just trying to write them in a more theatrical version. That way it's educational and entertaining.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
Yeah, awesome, dude. And for people out there, jump onto his podcast. So the podcast is Factions of Freedom, and the other one is on Wake Up Radio. So if you go on the Wake Up Radio or you go to Factions of Freedom, just subscribe, man. It's a good podcast. He's doing heaps, putting it out there. And me and AJ had a big chat tomorrow about possible new sustainable cryptocurrencies, which we won't talk about now, but there is some good things in the pipelines and we're just doing our due diligence. But We would love to talk to you maybe a little bit later about this, but we're still kind of working through. But there's some really, really cool stuff that can help people to kind of not exit the financial system, but to create nest egg and a community in the future. And that's the most important thing I'm feeling. A lot of the cryptocurrencies out there and the way people are doing it, they're going in and just trying to make a lot of money, pumping and dumping, but they're not supporting any sort of organization. They're not creating an end goal. And what I'm looking for is people who want to create, for example, free energy, educating children, doing things in the world which are really beneficial. That's where money comes beneficial. I could easily say, look, we don't need money. We should just forget money altogether and we go back to bartering and growing food. But we're not there. We're really pretty far down the rabbit hole and we need to support human beings to not have to focus on being 9-to-5 debt slaves. So then we can pull ourselves out of that system and get back into helping others. The most important thing we can do is help people on the planet. It's to be healthy. It's to support Mother Earth, our home. We're not going to Mars. We're not going to other planets. We are here on Earth. So let's stop destroying Earth. Let's focus on trees, planting trees, regenerating the river systems, the oceans, the soil quality, and not buying shit we don't need. And then people have got great ideas about free energy or about hemp products. Get it in there, guys. People would happily support you and do a GoFundMe.
Who was that? Who was that artist? Was it Kelly Murray or Keith Murray? Who was that artist that you showed me?
Murray Kyle. Yeah.
Murray Kyle. Yeah. He has a song. Go out there and go find it. It's called Protect the Water. And he made a great. It was so simple. He was just like, you're drinking your grandfather's water. Think about that. What are we leaving for our kids? What are we leaving for our kids? And that's the only reason we're doing this. It's not to be cool. It's not to say cool stuff, trigger words, be cool, be in the cool, be in the now. No, it's what we're doing for our kids, for the future generation.
Yeah,
it's already happening for us. It's how we protect them.
And CBD oil is illegal in Australia, but if you guys want it, I can. That's fine. I can. I've got people who I know can get it. So if you guys are interested, you can contact me and I can send you to someone. I don't sell it myself or anything like that. But yeah, Australia is still pretty average at the moment, EJ. We're pretty locked under the system. So yeah, dude. Well, thank you for coming on, eh? I think we should just come back and do another talk, but like this, because this is good, it's real, and I want more people to see what you're up to. So it's really important, guys. And in this time of censorship, before I finish also, there's a new platform which we're jumping onto. It's called Truth.network, and it's truth.network, and is a new Facebook platform which is going to be used with no censorship, no algorithms whatsoever, and my mate, my personal friend, runs it. So there's no one suspicious. It's not controlled opposition. If someone wants to post that in this feed now, truth.network, that's awesome. And then for live feeds, you can get onto real.video, and that's Mike Adams' basically YouTube version. So what we're doing, we're exiting the systems which are not supporting us, and Facebook is just taking all of your information, all of your data, using it against you. It's part of the system. It's part of the control system. So let's just not use these systems. Let's just pull away, not use them, and be useful and helpful for people out there who are doing great things in the world. And now I also got that Murray Kyle song ready to go as well.
Thank you
so much, EJ. What I'm going to do, I'm going to put the Murray Kyle song at the end. If you guys can type in Murray Kyle also in this box, people can jump on and find him. He is absolutely amazing, incredible dude. And I'll just let it run for a few minutes. Thank you very much, EJ, from Freedom Faction. And I'll speak to you shortly.
Sounds like a plan, my man.
From the river, we drink from the water, the sacred water. Every drop is a bringer of life. Drink from the water, the sacred water. Here on this day, here on the earth, we will protect the water, the sacred water. We will rise together.
All right, guys, that's Murray Kyle. You guys can check him out
on, I think, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. He's got three albums. They're amazing. One's called Talesman. One's called Mountain Song. And another one's called Arrow to the Sun. Now, one more shout out. I've got a mate. I forgot. He does these amazing puzzles. If you can see that bus right there, they have a big, giant, massive 400 kilo puzzle piece machine in there. And what they do, they make custom puzzles. So anything you want to turn into a puzzle, it could be coal seam gas, it could be a photo of your family, your car, it could be a picture of a geoengineering chemtrail, it could be Hillary Clinton's head mixed with Hitler's head, you know, anything. But he makes custom puzzles. So maybe a picture of your car, it could be your family, anything like that. They make custom puzzles, amazing puzzles. So if you have an organization or a company, this is a really good way to promote yourself and get it out there. So you can jump onto Puzzle Piece or go onto Instagram, and it's called hashtag Real Art Real Puzzles. So it's probably backwards, the camera, yeah it is, but Real Art Real Puzzles. I like supporting people who are doing organic things and beautiful things for the world. They do amazing graffiti art, they do activism art, they do everything. So anything you want, jump on there, ask them, give them a message. They're great people and they do it all on the bus. They do it all in there. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for tuning in. If this video resonated, please share. And don't forget to add EJ on his podcast, which is Factions of Freedom, or on the Wake Up Radio. And also add my own podcast, which is Nate Max TV, on the Oddcast Network. Thank you guys, and I'll speak to you shortly.